Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Brigadier Anthony Slater, who's had to suffer through those last 3 minutes. Listen to that. Let's get to more pressing issues. I hope he laughed. Anthony Slater needs a little laugh. He's been working all day long. Kawakami, Marcus Thompson got him doing all the grunt work for the Athletic. Anthony Slater, 95.7 The Game Insider. Of course, we love him on the roast. Anthony, what's up, brother?
What's up? How are you?
Oh, man, we're good, man. We got some basketball news. Thought we was going to have to suffer talking about the Giants today and how they lost a series to the Cincinnati Reds and split with the Tigers or 2-3 on his homestand. But we got action in the NBA, including Gary Payton II moving on to the Portland Trailblazers. A 3-year, $28 million deal. I guess he can get up to $30, $31 million with this deal. So the Warriors, what happened here? What could the Warriors have done to keep Gary Payton II here with the course here in the Bay Area?
I mean, they could have paid him. They could have paid him up to, I think it was like 10 points. $5 or $10.9 million, I think, was the max they could have gone with full bird rights. But they just opted to keep their offer around the taxpayer mid-level, about $6.4 million, only on like a two-year deal. And as you mentioned, I mean, Gary just went for 3 years, $30 million player option on the backside of it. And, you know, I mean, we know the tax penalties.
Yeah.
We can go through the numbers if you want, but that's just the reality here.
Well, what was the taxpayer numbers? If the Warriors would have offered Gary Payton II $10 million for over 2 years with those bird rights, what would that have been like on the tax? Because they're under repeater tax. I mean, what is it, times seven now? So what would that would have looked like here for Gary Payton II and the Warriors if they did give him $10 million a year for over two?
Yeah, they're near seven. So, you know, you're talking about $9-10 million. You're talking about between like $60-70 million per season, by the way. If you're committed to a multi-year deal, you're expecting to be in the tax next season. So it's like basically what we're talking like a 3 years times that by 60 for me, $180 million basically, if you match Portland's deal. Wow. Now, you know, that roster spot's going to go to somebody making a minimum probably. So, like, it's not like you're still going to end up paying some amount of money to replace him. But, you know, every single dollar, including the dollars they're probably going to end up having to give to Looney, are just, you know, getting taxed like crazy right now with payments coming soon, right? If there's a Wiggins extension, Poole's money will eventually kick in. So there's a limit, and they've been transparent about it. Like Bob Myers said at his press conference, a week or so ago, like there is some sort of a limit.
And Anthony, you said Kevon Looney toward the end of your answer there, and that's who I was going to ask you about. What's the latest with him? Are they any closer to a deal? What are they expected to sign him for? Is there any comparison within the NBA? I know Avika Zubac's name has been thrown around because he got an extension for 3 years worth $33 million, averaging $11 million per year. But what's the latest with Kevon Looney?
I would expect him to bring him back. I mean, nothing is finalized as of this moment. It wasn't last night. They're still a little bit apart in negotiations, as we reported on The Athletic. But, you know, there's just kind of, I guess, the distance between them right now is the reality of what you mentioned. Like, guys like Avika Zubac is getting 3 years, $33 million. Looney's very comparable to that, right? Starting center, solid player on a championship contender, you'd say. Isaiah Hartenstein got near $10 million. There's various big men out there. I mean, Marvin Bagley got, what, 3 for $37?
I couldn't believe that.
Which was an overpay. But, you know, if you're Kevon Looney and you're looking at Marvin Bagley getting 3 for $37, you're going, like, you know, that's, like, how am I not getting eight figures? But the Warriors are looking at a market that's drying up, that doesn't have many teams with cap space out there, almost nobody left with the full taxpayer mid-level, and really only teams left that are contenders, the type of teams that would want a Kevon Looney, who is great in his role but doesn't really have, you know, I guess you would say Marvin Bagley potential, mm-hmm. even though Marvin Bagley's never met that potential, but you know what I mean. He just cannot turn into a pick-and-roll superstar. So the Warriors are going, like, who's going to pay you beyond $6.4 million at this point? So I think that is kind of where the separation is. They'll probably find some type of middle ground, but I just think the Warriors believe they can get him back on a bargain, and the market is kind of leading them correctly down that path.
How much does Looney want to be back? As we're talking to Anthony Slater on 95.7 Game Insider, how much does Looney want to come back? And if it is a discount, $6.4 million, what would that look like over the next 2-3 years? Obviously, it's going to be taxes involved here with the luxury tax, and I got a question about that coming up here in just a second. But if Looney, like, what else can he get out there? Because as you said, the market is drying up. I don't see any teams like Orlando. He's not going to go there, right? He wants to play for a contender.
Yeah, start for a contender. Won the championship, you know. And, like, so much comes with playing for the Warriors. I mean, it's part of the reason Gary Payton II, like, struggled with that decision. Gary Payton II was not, like, you know, happily jolting out of town looking for a place. I mean, his preference would have been to stay, but the money wasn't the same. And, you know, it's similar with Looney, understandably. I mean, not only is he, you know, starting on a championship contender, but he just fits, like, what the Warriors do. Like, you know, Steph Curry, in a lot of ways, protects him offensively. I mean, you could play two non-shooters when you have Steph Clay out there, Jordan Poole off the bench. So his desire is to remain. But, you know, part of the appeal of playing for the Warriors typically is you play deep into the playoffs, you help them win a title, and then you get a payday for it. I mean, most of his teammates have. And the crazy thing for Kevon Looney over the years is he's always been kind of neglected, you would say, on the market, right? I mean, remember they declined his fourth-year option. He has a great third season, but he still only gets the minimum. He had a great 2019 run where, remember, he even got hurt and played through that injury when Kawhi trucked him, but he was awesome that whole playoff. Mm-hmm. They gave him 3 years, $15 million, couldn't get more than mini mid-level that time. So, you know, they'll probably be working through some stuff, which includes maybe, like, last time he got a player option on year three, maybe he gets a player option. But, I mean, he's just not going to get what the market says he should get, unless somebody comes in late and surprises and gives them a bigger payday that would maybe make the Warriors, you know, have to up their offer, because they cannot lose Looney.
Yeah, I was going to just ask you, how big of a loss would Looney be with only James Wiseman as the lone center on his roster? Because a lot of people were freaking out over Gary Payton II. My priorities coming into the offseason, Anthony, was Looney 1, GP 2 second. But a lot of people are freaking out over Gary Payton II, and they're ticked off at Joe Laker for not going back into the tax for a guy like GP 2. I don't get it.
Well, I mean, look, I understand the idea of, like, billionaires pay whatever you can. I mean, they just make crazy money during the playoff run. They're, you know, ticketed to make insane money over the next half decade with a, you know, star-studded team in Chase Center, and even when they're not playing games, they're concerts, and, you know, they're making a ton of money. But, you know, it's tough, in my opinion, to be overly critical of a financial decision like this when you take a step back and realize, like, they just paid a record tax bill, they're about to pay a record tax bill. The only owner anywhere near him in the ballpark in the league right now as far as payments is Steve Ballmer, who's, like, what is he, like, top five richest people in America? I'd be like, Joe Lacob's rich, but he ain't Steve Ballmer.
Right.
So it's just Joe Lacob continually has put his money where his mouth is. I mean, and, you know, he wasn't unwilling to bring Gary Payton back on what would have been a pretty steep tax penalty. He just didn't go that full level. And the reality is, I think they've been pretty transparent about it. There is a limit, and we're starting to reach the upper level of that limit, because we're talking about a payroll that, especially if Payton came back, was going to cost in totality like 400-ish million, heading towards potentially 500 million in the future if they try to keep this team together with a pool extension.
And Anthony, in your latest article, you did mention Otto Porter Jr., and you said that he's currently contemplating a return to the Warriors on the veteran minimum, or we could get more money elsewhere. Do you think that the new deal for GP2 and you know, the fact that they already got him off the team, off the roster, got him off the luxury tax, do you think that Otto Porter Jr. could be making more than the veteran minimum, or do you think that OPJ is still going to be getting that veteran minimum no matter what?
I mean, I don't know for sure, so I don't want to report, like, you know, definite on this.
Right.
But I my sense is it's really just a vet minimum offer. Because the one thing in the league about a vet minimum offer is, you know, let's say Otto Porter's veteran minimums, I don't know the exact number, but I think it's like high twos, like 2.8 or something. You know, it's still pretty good money, 2.8 million. But if you keep it at the vet minimum, the league does not tax you on anything above with like a normal minimum, like 1 point something. So like you save a lot of tax money by having it as a vet minimum. Whereas if you go a dollar above the minimum, then suddenly every dollar gets taxed. So like, you know, as they try to maneuver around this roster, as they make small moves, which includes, you know, probably rostering Ryan Rollins because you can give him the lowest minimum in the league.
Right.
You know, like all these dollars matter, and that's why I think Otto Porter pretty much knows, like, they'd love to have him back. He's going to be in the rotation, but it would have to be on a vet minimum.
Do you think that if they do not sign Otto Porter Jr. to a new deal, that maybe they could try and replace him with a, you know, a guy who could play, you know, a little bit of the forward position? I don't know. Bonte and I were contemplating a little Carmelo Anthony, maybe Anthony Slater.
Whoa.
you like that, huh, Slater? You like that?
Well, does Steve Kerr like that? you know, I don't know. Otto Porter, so much of what he did last year was, like, you know, more rugged than you'd expect.
Right.
Defense, rebound. And come on, you know, Carmelo can rebound a bit. I don't hate that idea. That seems like something like a Draymond Green would, you know, like. But I guess we know on that. But my guess would be if Carmelo Anthony's playing another season, he's playing it in L.A. with LeBron.
Man, ring chasing with the Warriors, 37.5% from three last year. Not the worst idea in the world. It's kind of laughable. No. Somebody brought up Dwight Howard. Now, that move would make me laugh because I just don't see him fitting in a locker room like that. If they can't re-sign Otto Porter Jr. and say, hypothetically, Looney leaves, what are some of the options for the Warriors? Is it Rajon Rondo as a backup point guard? Who can they possibly go out there and get on minimum deals?
Jeez. If Kevon Looney leaves, which at this point, like, is not expected at all. I mean, you have to, like, jump into the center market. And, you know, some of the center names that I floated out in that, like, disaster scenario for the Warriors, like Andre Drummond or JaVale McGee. Well, JaVale McGee got full taxpayer from Dallas. You know, Drummond got a small deal, but he's already committed to Philadelphia. So, you know, the market dries up quick there. It's part of the reason why. Like, they're just not going to lose Kevon Looney, right?
I mean, yeah,
you just
I'm
can't.
With you.
You know, but you know, if Porter does leave, Peyton's already gone, like, they got to just go wing heavy. Like, to me, they feel pretty set at point guard, you know, especially with Rollins coming in. Big men, I mean, they're comfortable going into the season with Looney and Wiseman, but you got to do something in the wing spot. And the league is run by wings, and you're just going to lose one with Peyton the second, so... You know, I don't know. I mean, Gary Harris was a name I thought maybe, like, you know, try to rehab his career, but he got paid.
He got paid in Orlando, yeah, $26 million.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I mean, I think Bielitz is another guy that they've been wanting to bring back. I know there was rumors he might go back overseas, but I think he's got a veteran minimum available to the Warriors, and that's, you know, at least he's a comfortable name they know that they can put in a rotation.
95.7 Warriors insider Anthony Slater joining us here on 95.7 The Game. To veer off from the Warriors for just a second, Anthony, prior to NBA free agency officially starting, we got the news that Kevin Durant had requested a trade from the Nets. Well, first off, it's a two-parter here. What was your initial reaction to seeing that news? And number two, I mean, which is the team that he could possibly go to here?
You know, I think Phoenix is clearly where he seems to trying to be directing himself. You know, the Nets hold a lot of cards in this scenario with him, you know, being committed 4 seasons. That's something he never did with the Warriors, or even back when I covered the Thunder. I mean, I covered 4 straight seasons where Kevin Durant was on a 1-year deal, like impending free agent.
Wow.
And through that, he controlled a lot of the process, you know, in some ways kind of hijacked the mood of the organization, both organizations that I covered him playing for. Whereas, you know, the fact that he's long-term committed to 4-year deals allows the Nets to canvass the league and, you know, probably go search for different offers that maybe we're not even thinking of. You know, like people were throwing out, you know, call the Cavaliers about Evan Mobley, call the Raptors about Scottie Barnes. I mean, you can kind of choose in a sense, but I think they're still in this league just knowing, like, the way Kevin Durant operates. I mean, if you're a team trading for him, you've got to kind of know he wants to come there, or else it's, you know, very questionable to bring him into the organization, or something just like this might happen. So I think Phoenix is Phoenix and Miami sound like the two favorites.
Yeah.
And of those two potential deals, to me, like Phoenix is, if DeAndre Ayton would agree to a sign and trade, him plus Bridges plus all their future picks.
Cam Johnson, like, maybe.
Yeah, Cam Johnson, maybe. He's only on a $5 million deal. You can toss him in. Like, that's an intriguing package. Now, I hate that team formation for Brooklyn. Like, if you have Bridges, Ayton, Ben Simmons, Cam Johnson, like, you have no offensive creation. It's weird. But if we're just talking value, like, that's a lot of valuable, you know, weapons to kind of also remake your team. You can you know, flip some of those guys later for offensive creators.
And you could recap or recoup those picks that you gave Houston for James Harden. I believe they got the next five first-round picks of the Brooklyn Nets and Houston Rockets. So you could recoup some of those picks and have some first-round picks there.
You can, but you one of the issues there is you can't just tear down and rebuild, because regardless of if you recoup the picks, you have Phoenix picks, you know, for example, if you did with Phoenix, and that's going to be in the 20s.
Yep.
You know, it may be down the line, Chris Paul's getting old, like maybe those do become good picks in 4 years or so, but you can't stink, because if you stink, everything's going to Houston anyway.
Yep.
So
yep.
Like, they're motivated to still remain competitive, which also kind of changes the trade scenario.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving, too, on the block. A lot of people pointing at the L.A. Lakers. We'll see what that. What about KD to the Warriors? I mean, no, that's not happening. We know that. But,
I was just saying, no,
it's not happening. We all know that. But quietly, the Warriors would have had the best package for the Brooklyn Nets for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors have the best package for name your star, and they have for a while now. And even more because, you know, last offseason when we were talking about these theoretical trades, it was like Wiggins was considered negative value. Now it's like if you got Wiggins, you're like, wow, nice. You can even extend him. Like you got a 27-year-old wing kind of entering his prime who now has the championship and an all-star appearance. So, like, that's a more appealing, like, big ticket item in the package. Then, plus, like, last year we were talking about, pick 7, pick 14. Now you're talking about Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, who look like very good picks at 7 and 14. So, yeah, it is a spectacular package. But the problem is, I mean, we all know, like, the Warriors don't want to trade it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason it's a good package, because it's very valuable to the Warriors also.
And they don't want to deal with KD anymore, right? I mean.
Well, I mean, neither. But it's mutual.
It's mutual, no doubt.
The feeling is very mutual.
No doubt. Kyrie Irving, where do you think he ends up?
Gosh, I mean, he's trying to get himself to L.A. Like, I can't imagine Brooklyn wanting Russell Westbrook back, but, like, if they are reforming a strange version of a team that's now suddenly has Ayton and Bridges, for example, maybe you take a gamble on Westbrook, you know, because that team would need some offensive creation.
Yeah.
That's clearly what he wants. And maybe you say yes with Westbrook, but give that 2027 and 2029 first rounder from the Lakers.
Wow.
Say completely unprotect that.
Wow.
And if Lakers are willing to do that, I mean, why not if you're the Nets?
This league is incredible. This league is absolutely incredible. We got the Philadelphia Rockets with Daryl Morey running the show. PJ Tucker back with Harden. Just unbelievable stuff. Slater, you've been on it, doing an incredible job. We'd be looking for your reports, and hopefully Looney does resign with the Warriors here in the next few days. But you're right, the market is drying up for Looney, and this is probably his best destination. Sticking with the Golden State Warriors, Anthony, you're the best, man.
All right, enjoy what Giants White Sox, the AL Central, rolling through.
Hey, Slater, your Guardians are playing some good baseball right now. Your Guardians are looking good. I'm going to 2 of 3 games here. Giants baseball, man, they got nobody I want to watch. Don't even get me started on them, Slater.
Please don't.
You want Jose Ramirez? You'll have to pay up for that.
Man, I would love Jose Ramirez. Love him.
He's a beast.
Man, I'd give up everything for Jose Ramirez.
I'm a big Josh Naylor fan. I love that guy.
Oh, okay. And another walk-off homer the other day.
Yeah, headbutting Tito Francona.
Yep. They still only pay about like $33 million total for their entire salary. Not exactly Joe Lacob running.
No doubt. Hey, but you're balling in the AL Central, a game back of the Twins, baby. Look at that. The Guardians making some noise out there in the American League. Anthony, man, get some rest, man, and we'll continue to follow your coverage.
All right, fellas.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.